My name is Michelle Nichols and I live in Nottingham and I have three gorgeous boys, all who have autism. Cameron was diagnosed when he was aged at 3 and a half, 10 weeks before his twin brothers were born. And it was a really difficult time for us. We didn't really know very much about autism. We had a fabulous paediatrician who advised us to look on the National Autistic Society's website, which we did, and we found their helpline. We were able to ring up and speak to someone and ask them questions, and they sent us a pack of information, which really at the time was a lifeline. It's just that need to know and understand why your child does the things that he does, why he gets distressed, why he finds things difficult, things that upset him. And when you learn and understand more about autism, you approach things in a different way because you understand why he's doing all of those things. And then you find out ways in which you can help him with that. Well, the biggest challenge is the fact that Cameron's twin brothers were also diagnosed as having autism just after the second birthday. So we have three boys who all have autism, and they're all very different. You know, autism is one bit of them, but unfortunately it affects everything that they do. We heard about the befriending from the National Autistic Society website, and then we were able to contact the branch in Nottingham that provided befrienders. And really, because we have the three boys, you know, my husband and I can't split ourselves into three, and it's very difficult to give the boys the individual time and support that they need. So we thought we would apply for a befriender, and that would be an extra pair of hands to come and help us with the boys at home.
Well, when I first started, basically was everything quite new to me. I didn't have any experience with working with children with autism before. I've only knew some bits through learning at university and doing assignments, but I didn't actually have any, you know, on-hand experience with working with children with autism. And also, they didn't know me, so sometimes it was just sitting there, being with them and trying to interact with them. And as the time went on, you know, we could play more and I could do more with them because they got to know me, but it wasn't like that at the beginning.
We just really got together and we talked about the boys. It took a little while for her to get to know the boys and to understand the needs. But once she was confident with that, she's quite happily joins in with whatever we do in our family. You know, she plays with each of the boys. She helps the language and the social interaction, which they have difficulties with. She'll come to the local park with us. She comes sometimes on afternoons or days out with us at special times.
I've been working with the family since 2006, so 4 years, yeah. I've got to know the boys, I've got to know the family, and I've really got on with them, and it becomes part of my life, and it's my routine on Saturday morning that I come here and I really enjoy it. And I think, you know, we all've got busy life, but we've got the time to relax and we've got the weekend, but Michelle and Colin, they don't have the luxury. They can't sleep in because the boys are up from 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I think everybody likes to help people. It's like a human nature, we like to help. And if you feel that you're helpful or you can help somebody, it makes you feel more happy and more satisfied with your life.
Having a befriender makes a huge difference to our family life, and she's a really important part of our support network, and the boys love her to bits.